Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
It's Staycation Destinations on Family Life. On today's trip, Native American history and culture. Each week all summer long, we'll map out a unique opportunity for you to discover somewhere unique in our two states, fairly close to home and affordable, whether it's for a day trip or a longer tour. I'm Greg Gillespie, and today we go to Central New York for our staycation destination.
Hello, I'm Lisa Moore. I am the Executive Director of the Onondaga Historical Association in Syracuse, New York. We also manage and operate the Scano Great Law of Peace Center in Liverpool on the Onondaga Lake Parkway.
Tell us about what that Peace Center, how it developed, and what is available for folks there.
Well, the history of the Scano Center actually goes back to the 1930s. During the Works Progress Administration, there was a new Onondaga County Park that was opened on the Onondaga Lake Parkway, which was being built under that administration. And it was supposed to be what was a fort that was associated with the Jesuit missions that came to this area in the 1600s. And it was designed really more as a military fort versus a mission site. Over time, it became known as the French Fort. A lot of people remember it that way and visited with parents and school tours and various things. Over time, the French Fort evolved into a more accurate interpretation of the visit of the mission of the Jesuits who came here through Canada. The site became a living history museum, and the county approached the Onondaga Historical Association to reconsider how we might look at that site and reimagine it. And we decided that perhaps it made sense to open a facility that focused on the perspective of the Onondaga Nation and the Haudenosaunee people. The Haudenosaunee people are also known as the Iroquois, but really the proper term for them is the Haudenosaunee, and that's the six nations that make up the Confederacy, was basically occupying this land between the Buffalo area all the way to Albany and north and south from the Canadian border down to the Pennsylvania border.
Lisa, what will visitors see when they come to Scano?
The Scano Center is basically a Haudenosaunee cultural center, and it's designed around a series of exhibits based around the oral history of the Haudenosaunee people, particularly the Onondaga Nation. It talks about the relationship of the space that the center is in to Onondaga Lake. The Onondaga Nation is considered the capital or the central fire of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. The work of the six nations to come to peace really happened on the shores of Onondaga Lake. The center goes from the relationship to the lake to the meaning of Scano, which means peace and wellness. It's a greeting that Haudenosaunee people share with each other. I'm glad that you are well. It talks about the Thanksgiving address, which is the words that come before all else, which is the earliest lessons that are taught to Haudenosaunee children. And it is a lengthy address that is often used at the beginning of ceremonies and events and celebrations among the Haudenosaunee people. It goes into then the story of Hiawatha and the peacemaker, who were instrumental in bringing peace to the Haudenosaunee people and the five nations that were warring amongst each other at the time when they ventured away from the principles that made them a peaceful people. And then it goes into what really became known as the Great Law of Peace, the work that was done by the peacemaker and the effort to bring the nations together and what that represented and the burying of weapons and returning to peace.
This Thanksgiving address really is kind of a citizenship statement for those who are a part of any of these Native nations. Tells who we are as a people. Is that a good description?
Yes. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's a very basic understanding of Haudenosaunee values and the relationship of people to land and the natural world around them.
Our guest is Lisa Moore, the Executive Director of the Onondaga History Association, and today's topic is the Scano Peace Center. A good historian will always tell you that it's not just about the past, but looking at how what happened before shapes our current time.
Visitors are able to learn more about the contributions of the Haudenosaunee people from their influence, the influence of the Confederacy and the Great Law of Peace on the American version of democracy and the relationship between the founding fathers of this country and the Haudenosaunee people, as well as the influence of the matrilineal structure of the Haudenosaunee on the women's suffrage movement. Visitors can come, and it's really a self-guided tour. There are videos as well as exhibit materials. There's quite a bit to read. The mission site is also still there.
Lisa Moore is our guest. She is the executive director of the Onondaga Historical Association, telling us about the Scano Great Law of Peace Center. It's located in Liverpool, right along the parkway at the Onondaga Lake. Listen each Friday all summer long on the air and online for Staycation Destinations. Hear these features on our news podcast page and check out a bonus tidbit about another unique location with an online side trip suggestion. Those are available each week on our website. I'm Greg Gillespie. Buckle up and enjoy your journey.